And I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of March 10 and April.
So moved.
Second, Carol Ferrantino.
A motion and a second. If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries, the minutes are approved. Next, I guess we'll, Nate, you want to talk on this issue of legislators designee? Yeah.
Sure, either way is fine. I can give you a little bit on it. And so the basic gist of it is, you know, the other two units besides the sheriff's unit, when a grievance is filed, it comes to my office for us to deal with. Obviously, we bring it to you folks when it comes to the second stage and so on and so forth. For some reason, and I don't know why or when, it must have been a long time ago, but the sheriff's unit was set up such that the first stage is a verbal grievance to the sheriff. Once he answers that, if he answers that in the negative and they want to go to second stage, it gets delivered directly to you folks, and completely bypasses my office, which I don't necessarily care either way, but it does make it quite disjointed, since generally my office is going to do the background work for all of you on it. So what we're looking to do here is to basically make it the same across all three units, as far as at least the second stage, to you know, have them delivered to my office, making me your designee, you know, to receive those second stage grievances. And then when you know, obviously they come to you anyway through me, but I guess that's the basic gist of it.
Okay, I know we touched on this before. Does anybody have any questions about 20?
I was just going to make a motion to make Nate the designee for the second round on the sheriff's unit.
So the personnel officer?
Yes.
Second?
Carol Ferrantino, I will second.
Any questions, Nate or Jack? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Yes. And just to clarify, Chairman, for the record, the unit is the Deputies Association of the County of Steuben, not the Sheriff's Unit.
Okay, thanks. Moving on, Scott Sprague.
Good morning, everybody. So first on the agenda is for your approval to add the Village of Hammondsport to our workers' comp plan. We've been working together with them for probably 3 or 4 months now. The village has been direct with PERMA for 5 or 6 years and would like to come on board to our plan. It's a good advantage for them. It's a good advantage for the county. We're looking at a premium of $10,900, you know, a very small village, you know, no losses. And they'd like to join effective with their renewal, which would be 7/1 in our plan. So any questions, thoughts?
It's Kelly Fitzpatrick. I'll make the motion to approve.
Second.
Robin, I'll second.
Robin. Any questions for Scott? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carried.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah. Thank you, guys and gals. Second on the agenda is cyber security insurance. So Chris Brewer started this conversation several months ago about our current coverage, what it covers, what our limit is, with the thoughts of if we increase it, what the costs are. And so what I thought is I give you a quick overview of what we currently have. I know Rob's been involved with this quite heavily as well. Our current cyber policy is with a company called Chubb Insurance. It's a $1 million liability limit with a $25,000 deductible. This would cover the county for any type of cyber incident, ransomware, business interruption, you know, recovery, extortion, all of what's going on in the world today. And the cost is $11,854 a year for this coverage. We looked at if we increased this to a limit of $3 million, what that cost would be. It would raise the annual cost $14,605, bringing it to a total of $26,459 annually for $3 million in coverage. We also looked at a $5 million limit. That would increase the coverage by $23,993. Making a total for $5 million annually of $35,847. The conversation, I think, I don't know, Chris or Rob, if you want to step in, started, I think, back with Chris when we were talking about our deputies out there, sheriff deputies with their laptops. But then, given our current situation with folks working from home, Rob, how many laptops do we have out there right now?
We have about 200 laptops out there, and the one he's referring to, there was the MDTs, the mobile data terminal laptops that the sheriff's department has and uses. It got a cryptoware on it. It was encrypted, and we had to basically. I want to note that this is not connected in any way to the county network. It only connects to the sheriff's software. But we had to re-image the laptop and then get it back out. So that's what started this conversation. In the last year, in 2019, there's been numerous cryptoware attacks in upstate New York, Syracuse City School District, Onondaga County Library, City of Albany government was in April of 2019, Hamilton College, March of 2019. And this goes on and on back through to something you all know about with Schuyler County government in 2017. Don't feel that a $1 million liability insurance is enough. We should at least be at the $3 million mark.
Got any thoughts on the level of coverage that's needed?
Yeah, you know, I agree with Rob. I think the $3 million would give us that level of coverage that would be sufficient. You know, when you look, like Rob said, there's been many, you know, many cases, and I'm sure with what's going on out there right now in the country that we're going to see a lot more of this. You know, the $5 million I think is more, you know, way more than what we need, and I would be very comfortable at that $3 million level.
I have a question. Did you leave the deductible at $25,000, or did you quote it at higher levels?
That's at the same $25,000 deductible. You know, I didn't ask about a higher deductible option if that's available on this. Certainly can look into that, you know, if it is.
I'm not necessarily against extra coverage because I do believe if you're telling me that there's risk out there that we need to address it. But my main concern is that I really feel like as far as budgeting extra money, we need to be tightening our belt and being extremely conservative. So I would like to see what the prices would be at a higher deductible.
Reach out to them this morning and see what's available, what options, and what costs are associated with that for sure. Yep.
Is this in budget? Is there money in the budget for this?
I did not budget the extra money for this. We are budgeted for the $1 million, the $11,854.
My opinion is I think we definitely need to go to the $3 million. Chris had bounced this off me, I think, last week with the different quotes and the levels. Given the fact that we have ordered, 100 new laptops now that we have people working from home, we definitely have increased exposure. And the last thing we need to do is get something, a laptop that then connects into the county system and ties us up. So we ask for different deductibles or not, I believe we need to get this type of insurance at level because the risk is out there.
We want to take this up after Scott has a different deductible. Maybe at a special meeting before the full legislative meeting.
I would be in favor of that.
This is Hilda.
Go ahead, Hilda.
What does that insurance buy us? Does it pay the ransom? Does it restore our network? What does it do?
Yes, it does all the above. So network, it would pay, you know, if there were some ransomware and needed to pay, it would cover the cost. It would cover everything we would need to do to get back up and running in our system. You know, and again, $1 million does not go very far. So, you know, one of the cases Rob spoke about, they ended up paying $1.8 million in ransom. And these are Bitcoins. So this would pay for everything we would need to get us back up and, you know, our system operating.
Robin, I have a question. Scott, would you restate what the premium cost was for the 3 million coverage?
Sure. So currently for a $1 million limit, we're paying $11,854. To increase to a 3 million limit, it's an additional cost of $14,605, bringing the total yearly cost to $26,459.
Yep,
you're welcome.
I have another question. Rob, are there other things that we should be putting in place to protect us from these kinds of cyber attacks?
There are other tools to monitor the network. We are in, I think, pretty good shape right now. In the past couple years here, we've purchased DarkTrace, which allows us to monitor internally. And we also have what's called FireEye, which essentially monitors all the internet traffic in and out looking for malicious activity. There are a few things that we could purchase, such as a logging software, which collects all the logs from every device, all the computers, all the servers, all the switches and the firewall, and compiles them into something that's much more usable, and we wouldn't be looking at line after line of logs just to find what went wrong.
Have you investigated that option, and is there some type of procedure we should be doing on each person's laptop while they're working remotely, so that we can get ahead of some of these things?
Well, we have the firewall. Every laptop connects back through a VPN through the firewall. We have installed our antivirus and malware Sophos on each laptop. It's the same thing we use here in the county building. We are at, what we can't stop is people from using it, the county devices, for things that aren't county related. And that's the scare. If they do get the laptop infected, then our network is infected, basically. But that being said, they have the same protection on the laptops that we have on the computers here from the company.
And we do have a computer use policy, so using it for personal use and things like that is against the policy, and everyone knows that and updates that. I mean, we could send out another communication to employees on that, but you know, people are used to what they can and cannot do on the county device.
And again, this isn't like we just put out laptops. We had probably 60 odd people with laptops prior to this. So it's not a new issue that we're dealing with. It's just, it's bigger because there's more out there.
I think I would be in favor of tabling this until we and do a special meeting before the main meeting. That would give you the opportunity to get us quotes at the higher deductible, and then also to pursue the software or the other procedure that you were talking about that would help you trace the activity and the logs and get in front of other issues.
That's a motion.
Find out how much that costs too.
That's a motion to table, Kelly?
Yes.
For a second? Any other questions? Yeah, for Rob. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome.
Person.
Welcome to WebEx. Enter your access code or meeting number followed by pound.
I think that's Gary trying to call in. I've been on text.
Your attendee ID.
Bob Nichols, Gary out.
What was that?
You want to help Gary out?
You're asking a lot, Scott. The techno, Bob.
We can send him smoke signals.
Hey. I'm here.
Okay. So next up is Nate Alderman with some personnel issues. So there,
okay,
Nate.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm here. So we have three reclassifications for the sheriff's office. You all received, I believe, the narrative from the sheriff. So I won't go into great detail with these unless you have specific questions. But the first is to reclassify a vacant senior criminal investigator position to a criminal investigator position, which of course is a downgrade.
Eric, you still on the line?
Yep.
Can I add anything?
Still here. If anybody has questions on what I prepared, I'd be happy to answer.
I'll make the motion to reclassify Kelly Fitzpatrick.
Second.
Gary Swack.
The sheriff or Nate? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? This is the administration committee meeting until Gary. All right, the next one
is a deputy sheriff position currently encumbered to a deputy sheriff corporal position, and this is to get some supervision that's lacking on one of the shifts.
Any questions for the
sheriff? I'll make the motion.
For a second.
Patrick, second.
Any other questions for the sheriff? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried.
And the last one is to reclassify a vacant full-time correction officer position to two part-time criminal investigator positions.
Any questions for the sheriff? Entertain a motion. Is there a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And that motion carries. Thanks, Nate.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Sure. So one item for open session and then two for executive. The Rural Broadband IMA, since we last met, Chemung County has formally joined the coalition. They changed their mind and joined the coalition. The IMA specifically identifies the counties in that without Chemung. So we're proposing to amend that IMA, which has to go to you and then the legislature, to include Chemung. That drops our relative price by $7,000 to $10,000. So we save money and we bring Chemung back in. So it seems like a win-win.
I'll make the motion. Kelly Fitzpatrick.
Second, Swack.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Well, there's two executive session items. Motion to go into executive session.
I'll make a motion to retire to executive session.
Also, again.
So now we're going to have to leave this meeting and sign back in for the executive session.
I'm going to leave this meeting. So once we're done with the executive session, we will come back to this same phone number.
Okay, thank you, Brent.
Yep. Public, just stay on this call and I will unmute it. The finance committee.
Thank you.
Nate's on.
This is Vince. Can you hear me?
Terrible ringing noise coming from somewhere.
I think it's Vince.
Looks like you got most people back in.
How's your headache?
So now we're back in session. The administration will entertain a motion. You want to approve the MOU, Jack?
Yeah, the committee told us yesterday that they want to. Did you clock in?
Some people aren't on mute. But yes, yeah, so looking for a motion to approve an MOA with the three bargaining units relative to additional leave compensation for the COVID 19 pandemic response.
Motion.
This is Carol. I'll make the motion.
Carol.
I'll second. Robin.
Questions for Jack? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Oh. Motion carries. I think that'll wrap up this meeting. We'll just need a motion to adjourn.
So move Carol Ferratello.
Second.
Okay, Robin Latimer.
Adjourn.